Grace and peace to you and from Jesus Christ and from our Lord and Savior, from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Easter is an amazing day. It is perhaps, and I'm just and taking a wild guess at this, this may be the most celebrated holiday in the world. I'm just taking a shot that at least it has to be in the top five. For one thing, a lot of the holidays that we celebrate are largely national, which means they don't count for much and outside of our borders. There are, of course, and certainly religious and holidays, but they seem to develop their traditions around the societies and the nations in which they live. Each place has its own traditions for things like Christmas and those kinds of holidays. And certainly other religions also have their national or their religious and holidays. But the interesting thing about Easter is that it is universally and celebrated by all Christians around the world. Which means, if you have friends, we are not doing this alone. Maybe you have had the opportunity to travel to other nations and to make connections there. Maybe you have had an opportunity to perhaps join in a worship and celebration in some other place. It's a little strange after spending at least a fair amount of time on things like a sound system here to realize that there are a whole lot of places where they worship under a tree. And that we also have all kinds of people who are moving here. They too have connections back home where celebrations are going on. And this, of course, is certainly not limited to Lutherans. We know that the entire Christian church is involved in this, which means that by the time you get home, you can probably find on YouTube or someplace a complete recording of Pope Francis's Mass from Rome. It would be interesting. He's doing a lot of really fun things. But it also does not limit ourselves to just this time. The fact that we celebrate the resurrection, where now it has been shown to us that life and death are held in God's hands together. This means that we also celebrate with loved ones from a long time ago. And certainly the lilies that are up here in the front, and many of them were and given specifically with a loved one in mind. But we all have a history, and many of them stretch back generations, if not thousands of years. And certainly we worship with Peter and the other disciple and Mary. They too had their own Easter celebration. So this is a very special and wonderful time. But there's a different side to this as well that is important for us to keep in mind, even though this is a worldwide celebration of the truth, of God's promise to us of new life. For Mary, it took place like this. It wasn't until Jesus called her name that she got it. She had been asking, where have they taken his body? Perhaps the two angels in the tomb might know. Where have they taken him? She turns to Jesus, and even though he's right there in front of her, she doesn't recognize that. She thinks he's the gardener If you have taken him away, let me know, and I will come and take his body back. And all she does is say her name, Mary. And instantly, she realizes who this one is. We would be making a serious mistake if we did not recognize and understand that God has called our name too. He has done it in our baptism. He does it in all the kinds of ways that have been a part of our life, the kinds of experiences that we go away and thinking, something special was happening here. Sometimes it is so clear that we say to ourselves, this was God. And when those things happen, even though God's grace is clearly intended for and every person under in heaven and earth, there are times that God wants us to know it's for you. As a matter of fact, when we come and receive his gifts here at the front, you're going to be told that. This is my body given for you, and this is my blood shed for you. Now, of course, the ones who are in line in front of you, and they're going to get their share, and the ones behind you, and they'll be served as well. But it would be important for you to listen to those words. For you. It may not be that your name is mentioned in this case. For those that are baptized, it was at one time in such a way that God said, I want the entire universe to know I'm talking about this particular person. Probably as a child, perhaps as an adult, makes no difference to God. The promise is the same. This is yours. But as we come and receive, we too, like Mary, are changed. She went back and told the disciples, I have seen the Lord. She saw him with her own eyes. We unfortunately will have to wait a while for that, but that's not a problem. Because God still speaks. As we heard last night, there are all kinds of stories where God speaks. God speaks and the world comes to be. God speaks and Moses is called to deliver the people of Israel from Egypt. God speaks and God's word is sent out like rain that falls upon the earth. God speaks and God says, I want you to know my wisdom. And God speaks and even there's a delivery from the fiery furnace. Now that might seem a long time ago, but God still speaks. God is still one who speaks to us. And to you. Not particularly the one beside you, they will hear their own voice, but God wants you to know God's love is for you. Now, the interesting thing is that while we may not be able to say, I have seen the Lord, we can certainly say, I have heard the Lord. And he has something to say to all of us. He has and said it in this in story of the resurrection, that Jesus Christ, who has and suffered death on our account, has been raised again, never again to go through that. And with that is the first fruits of all of us in our stories, for we have been joined to Jesus in our baptism, into his life, death, and resurrection. This is our story. Mary went and told the disciples. We have people to go and tell to, because it's just too good a story to keep to ourselves. Amen.